Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Boston Hockey Pod. I'm Sarah Kirkpatrick, and I'm here with
Andrew Banaferrano
and Judy Cohen.
And we are just a few days away from regionals now, from the NCAA tournament. We finally know where we're going after kind of a long week of waiting, but we and the Boston University men's hockey team are going to St. Paul.
Should have done a drum roll.
Yeah, that would have been more
a little late now. St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah, a little late now for that. But yeah, I mean, it kind of, as the like projections and like everything were rolling out like throughout the week, I think we kind of had a feeling by like Friday, Saturday during the Hockey East tournament that we was going to go to St. Paul, so... Not really too many surprises when I had my tweet like pre-written that they were going to go to St. Paul and play Denver, University of Denver.
I think all the...
No real surprises for us.
Yeah, I think all the CHN, USCHO people pretty much nailed it this year. They pretty much knew that where teams were going to go. And I think everyone was talking about the major question was whether Quinnipiac was going to go to Albany or like Worcester or whatever.
God. I didn't understand why that was a question because Providence is closer to Worcester
than Providence is. And it makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
And Quinnipiac
fans. It doesn't make
fans,
sense to put Providence in Albany.
Okay, no offense to Quinnipiac fans, but calm down.
Yeah.
Because if you're already going, it's like an hour and 45 minutes to Worcester from Hampden. And then it's like 2 hours and 15 minutes to Albany. Like you're really not.
It was like the same thing last year with BU Manchester or Providence. It was like a couple of minutes here and there, you know, it wasn't too bad.
But they were just like, we worked so hard to get this one seed. First of all, you didn't do anything, you're a fan. But we worked so hard to get the number one seed, and we just got completely screwed by the committee.
It's like, you didn't get...
Do people really think they were screwed by the committee? That's like where they should have gone.
Yeah, that's like...
That's where you... That is the geographical... Logical place for you to go. Gone.
Especially like, since it's an ECAC school.
Yeah.
And Albany has, you know,
it's being
ECAC
hosted by the
schools
ECAC.
There.
Yeah. It's hosting
so, like,
regional.
There are fans, maybe not from Quinnipiac, but...
But anyway, so...
They were for that team.
Anyway, Quinnipiac fans are mad, but I can't imagine BU fans are too mad about the bracket that BU ended up in. Relatively speaking, in terms of the quality of teams.
Yeah. I think...
Location, not so much, but...
I think people are pretty okay with it because I think not seeing Hockey East teams in there might be a welcome sight because
exactly.
They seem to be playing better out of conference. And, I mean, clearly they didn't play well against Lowell in the quarterfinals, so maybe it gives them a chance to see a couple of different teams. And, I mean, I guess a team that they had previously
not
seen.
Not exactly different, but...
Different in the sense that it's not Hockey East, which they've been basically playing the last, I don't know, 3 months.
Yeah, I was saying before, I mean, I guess that if you look at the brackets, like, if BU is going to make it to Tampa,
this is
the right bracket for them to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people are saying, like, they wouldn't be surprised if BU did get to Tampa, you know, get to the Frozen Four, or they lose in one game, and I think that's just been the kind of season that they've had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In terms of Denver, I think it is a little bit... Different of a Denver team than they saw.
It's a different BU team, too.
Different BU team than they saw, but I feel like it's gone kind of... The flows of the season are a little different, but in terms of Denver, obviously really well-balanced. I think they're, like, 11th in the nation in offense and 12th in defense, or flip those numbers.
Pretty good on both sides.
Yeah, so they're pretty good on both ends. Very balanced team, though, again, a team that BU has beaten before. So it's kind of hard to complain
and
too much.
And probably could have beaten in a... better way than they did.
Yeah, exactly. They kind of messed up at the end.
Yeah, but they had them, and then... Whatever.
Yeah, they were up by, like, how much
was
they
first...
up by?
It was 4-2, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it
was 4-2.
4-2,
second.
They blew two-goal lead, and then one
OT
on
Ati's goal.
And, you know,
goal.
It was the first time that Ati had scored that season in that game, so, you know...
Yeah, broke.
A little bit. That's we're going way back then, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
We're going way back if he hadn't scored a goal, but...
TBT.
I mean, in that case, they've seen the team, but, I mean, they're both kind of on different paths since then. And Denver's a good team, and, you know, on neutral ice, really, anyone, I think, can steal a game here and there. So, I think it could go either way. I think BU has a good chance, so does Denver. It should be a good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and even, like, if you're looking at the top seeds, like, you don't want to underestimate St. Cloud State, but I also feel like... If you look at the strength of their stats are very good. Like, I looked at their stats, I was like, whoa!
Very good.
They are
doubling their
good.
Opponents in goals per game, pretty much.
But then you look at their schedule.
Yeah, and look at who they played.
And look at who they played, and it's kind of like, eh.
But is that East Coast bias from
Probably.
The Boston Hockey Blog.
Probably. I'm usually West Coast biased. So
a little bit, but I don't know.
But at the same time, like, if you look at their opponents, like, Denver at least has they've beaten North Dakota in recent
days. Yeah, they swept North Dakota recently.
And
so they tied them the other day. Is that right?
Yeah, Andrew will double check. We'll keep talking. But they've, I feel like relative Denver's had a stronger strength of schedule recently. Yeah. And St. Cloud State's been
done better. Yeah.
But St. Cloud State has been doing well. Like, you can't, like, just be like, write them off completely. Yeah, because they've been playing.
They're scary.
They're kind of sneaky.
Yeah. And, like, it's like, at some point, like, you have to beat whoever you play.
Yeah, you can't really, like, whine about who your opponent is. But
at the same time, like, I would rather have them play St. Cloud.
Like, we want to talk strength of schedule. We can talk about BU, like, losing to, like, UNH. Like,
and Vermont.
And Vermont. Like, if you want to talk strength of schedule.
And barely beating UMass in the playoffs. Yeah. But, yeah, going back, Denver tied North Dakota in the third-place game of the NCHC. They play a third-place game in that, which is different than Hockey East. But Denver swept North Dakota in February. In a 2-game series.
Yeah.
So they can beat the best.
So, but, I mean,
you can also lose to the worst. Right. Like, we're not.
I mean, I know this isn't the basketball NCAA tournament where literally, like, anyone can beat anyone, especially in the first couple rounds. And I mean, it does happen in hockey. Anyone can beat anyone.
Mm-hmm.
We saw some upsets before, but I think in hockey there are fewer, but I think also the teams might be a little bit more even this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just especially, how I feel about it.
Yeah,
I feel like this year it's anybody's game.
I thought last year really the number one seeds.
Yeah, kind of had the advantage. Clearly
like the top.
The top teams, and, you know, Providence made it, but, like, Providence, they were on an insane run at the time. But I thought, like, it was pretty clear who were, like, at least I thought going in, like, all right, I could see the number one seeds taking all four regions.
Right, exactly.
This was, like, kind of up in the air, and we were kind of talking about it before the show. Would have been interesting if somehow, some way it could have worked where all the beanpot schools could have met in the Frozen Four.
That would be something. Amazing. But that's actually an interesting fact, thanks to our friend Scott McLaughlin over at EEI, former Freeper. He mentioned that this is the first time in history all four beanpot schools have made the NCAA tournament. Also the first time 6 Hockey East schools have made the NCAA tournament, which is insane.
Just want to talk about how that's literally half the conference.
That's literally mathematically half of the conference.
Yep, 6 out of the 12 teams in Hockey East. 50%.
We always talk about
50%.
5-0.
We always talk about it being a top-heavy league, but when you get to 6 teams, is it even top-heavy at that point? That's like
it's like half the league.
Heavy on the top.
You have some good teams and some really bad ones at the bottom, but, I mean, it balances out.
Yes, we have 6 of 16 teams.
That's amazing.
Yeah, 6 out of 16 teams. It's not even like we're talking like basketball where they have like 64, 68 teams. Like, we're talking like a good percent.
Half,
you got to really give a shout out there to Northeastern who went on that crazy run.
Yeah.
Was it 21-1-3 down the stretch after
then there's that one loss.
That to BU in the beanpot semi.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, good for them. They hadn't won hockey since 1988, their last time.
You can't do that chant anymore.
I know.
Well, you can still do it at the Beanpot.
Beanpot is
that's true.
Still haven't won that.
Yeah. Just not at other games.
Yeah.
But, I mean, good for Jim Madigan, you know. I think he's a pretty good coach, and they do have some talent, and I think they were kind of unlucky at the beginning of the year with a lot of the way the things were falling, especially the, was it against Bentley where they, like, outshot them? Like,
they got swept by Bentley.
But they, like, Northeastern, like, outshot them. It wasn't even close. Hilarious. And they still got swept. So kind of a bit unlucky. So good for them to make it. So makes the tournament all that more exciting for the schools around these neck of the woods.
Yeah, and I think, like, even people are saying, like, the Frozen Four literally
could be all Hockey East.
All Hockey East.
It could be all Hockey East.
And for all the people who are like, oh, Hockey East isn't the best conference in hockey. Like, hello.
Hockey Least.
Hockey Least. Haha. Like, literally.
It's like, haha, you have UMass. It's like, oh, well, there are 6 other teams in the
that are, like, very good.
In the NCAA tournament who are very, like, I mean, I think you could make the case for one over the other, but any of them, I think, have a legitimate chance to win the entire thing if you put them in the right scenario.
But I just think that's absurd. I guess kind of like you can twist that to BU's credit that they still managed in a very tough conference to stay in the thick of things.
Which I think points to the fact that they played well when they had to out of conference.
Yeah.
Which bodes well, I think.
For the tournament.
For the tournament. Again, like, people saying, like, oh, this is a Jekyll and Hyde team. They've had some really good games and some really crappy ones where they lost games to teams that they shouldn't have, which is true. But I think, I don't know, something about the out-of-conference games that they just really...
They get up for them.
I don't know what it is, but they play really well. I mean, they've beaten Denver this year. They beat Quinnipiac. They played well against Yale. They tied Cornell. Like, those are...
Beat Harvard.
Well, that was a weird game.
That was a ridiculous comeback that cannot be discredited.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the underrated... I mean, I wasn't there, but that has to be one of the underrated games from the last 2 years, right?
I loved that game.
So, I mean, just... They've played well when, I mean, they've had some poor games against teams in Hockey East. But
especially recently.
But again, you can't discredit the fact that they played well against some of these tough out-of-conference teams. And they'll have tough out-of-conference teams, at least if they want to get out of the regional in St. Paul.
Mm-hmm. And I think for the most part, like, we haven't really gone too in-depth of, like, an analysis of how they're feeling right now. But, like, I feel like the weekend off, like... I mean, it's kind of, like, crappy to be, like, well, they needed the weekend off and didn't get to play for a championship. But at the same time, like, kind of a weekend off is reality check, just kind of refocus. All the guys seemed, like, really excited, fortunate to be in the tournament at all.
Yeah.
And I think they are really focused for it and are kind of, I know we kind of complained a lot last week in our podcast about whether they were kind of up for this sort of thing. But I think, like, right now everybody seems... pretty into it, at least as far as
people we've talked to.
Yeah, and like a couple of people we've talked to were just like, yeah, it's Tampa or bust, national championship or nothing.
Yeah,
so it's, they're in the mindset, like they know they want to win a national championship and that's where they're looking and they, I think they're ready to make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like when they saw their names on the, on the screen that they were super excited because, I mean, they knew that they were going to make the tournament. There was no question
was
about
like
that.
Matt Lane and like,
and Grizzly, they cheered. Because, I mean, like, once
Chase
it came down, the West region was the last one announced. So they knew they were going there. It was just like, who are we going to play? Like, what seed are we? But they pretty much knew beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, like, it wasn't like, oh, my God, we're going to the NCAAs. Like, they knew they were going. It wasn't like. But, again, I think it's just their focus. They know that they have to win games. They have to play better than they did.
Business trip.
It is a business trip. It is a
business trip.
I mean, it wasn't like they were super stoked that, like, yeah, but, like, they know what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like after last year, like, it's like, we have to
just go for it.
And maybe, also, we talked about it, like, a while back when they didn't get the bye with the Hockey East this year. Maybe they kind of needed this week off that they didn't get that bye.
We said that kind of tongue in cheek last week.
Maybe they did.
So maybe they actually did.
Maybe they did. I don't know.
I certainly enjoyed having a weekend off to rest up. And
But also, that's a good point that Judy was and you guys were bringing up about like they know what happened last year and like anything can happen in the tournament. Maybe in the last couple of weeks that was in the back of their mind. Like we're pretty much like we just know what we have to do once we get in and like maybe I don't know.
Yeah, but I think we can keep it. Short and sweet this week. One final little plug, though. We are fundraising, for those of you who don't know, to get to St. Paul. As you guys may know, we all pay out of pocket for our travel expenses. Those all come from our bank accounts. The school doesn't pay for us. We're independent from the school. So this is kind of a big financial commitment for us, and we don't mind the financial commitment at all, but this is just a very quick turnaround. And a holiday weekend.
5 days notice for a holiday weekend.
Yeah, it's a bit pricey. So if you guys can help out in any way, we'll be posting this podcast on the blog. So you'll see in the top right corner of the blog, there's a little link to PayPal. Even if you guys can give a couple bucks, that would be so much appreciated.
Yeah. Really anything.
Everything helps.
Really anything.
If you ever want to spread the word that we need some help out with fundraising, that would be so much appreciated. We live off of you guys. We live off our readers. We really just are fueled by covering this team, and it's something that we really enjoy. And we want to keep covering the team for you, pretty much, as long as the season goes.
And we've only got a couple more games left, so
a couple max.
Yeah. So, but definitely, if you guys can help out in any way, that would be so much appreciated. But we'll be in St. Paul. We'll find a way. We'll be there, and we will have all your coverage there at We'll have a live blog going.
A live blog always
at hockey.dailyfreepress.com. And we will talk to you guys from St. Paul.